Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I want to talk about the instant community that a language hands you once you've learned it. So basically, right across the road from where I'm staying in San Luis Potosí, which is my 18th state of Mexico, there's a couple who turn their front room of their house into a little cafe some mornings. And a few days after I arrived, knowing nobody in the city, I wandered over for some huevos rancheros and ended up staying for an hour that time and came back again the next morning and then again a few days later. And at this point, they're basically my tío Nacho and tía Kale. They've also traveled all over. They have an interesting story to share. And none of this discovery would be happening if I couldn't sit down and talk with them in Spanish. You see, we tend to sell language learning on the wrong kinds of things. We talk about the job prospects, the brain benefits, how you can order a coffee without pointing at the menu, which is all well and good. These are very real benefits. But the thing that actually changes your life when you travel especially isn't necessarily being able to read the sign. It's that the language hands you people instantly, a whole community you had no claim to before you knew the language. What I mean is that without the language, you're essentially behind glass. You can go to a new country and see a lot through a tour bus window. You can eat where there's an English menu, and you can go home having taken some really pretty photos, but having met almost nobody who wasn't on the tour with you. With even a little bit of the language, that glass breaks down and the same trip turns into a string of real people. As I got out of the city, visiting the iconic Huasteca Potosina, I did actually get to see those beautiful sights the tourist would prioritize, like gorgeous waterfalls, a jungle, a surreal Pueblo Mágico, which are certified cultural icons in Mexico. And I did the whole thing self-guided, just me and a friend, with no tour guides helping us. And the entire experience was stitched together by conversations. Chatting to the guides about the river, asking the locals which cave was worth the swim, bumping into families who were touring the same spots and telling them about Ireland, and maybe fabricating a little to the six-year-old girl that we have leprechauns all over the place. And of course, hearing about their home states. Every one of those was a person I'd never have crossed paths with through a tour bus window or protected in my private English-speaking bubble. The language didn't just translate the trip, it was the trip. And you don't necessarily need to be fluent for this. People assume that the friend-making only kicks in once you've reached those very high levels, but it doesn't have to wait until that long. I think back certainly to earlier this year when I was in Malaysia and Taiwan, where I was working with a beginner level of Malay and a really rusty level of Mandarin that I hadn't properly used in 14 years. Despite this, I still made loads of friends and I got invited to things and I had locals light up the second I tried to speak, even if poorly, in their language. That willingness to try is what does it. The grammar can be a mess, the accent can be all over the place, but people don't care. What they respond to is that you came towards them instead of waiting behind that glass. But here's what's really going on, in my opinion. When you speak even a little of someone's language, you're essentially telling them something before you've said anything of true substance. By speaking their language, you're telling them that you care. You're meeting them at their level rather than coming in as a conquering foreigner. And people open up to that in a way they almost never do for the tourist who stayed comfortable. The tío and tía across the road didn't necessarily adopt me for those breakfasts because my Spanish was good, even though my Spanish is very fluent. They did so because I tried to actually stay for a conversation with them. So if you've been learning a language and you're stuck wondering whether it's worth it, whether all that study is going to pay off, your answer is that it's not because of what's going to happen in that textbook. The payoff is that breakfast experience like I had that you didn't know you could have. The friend that you meet on a canoe in a river in the middle of a random state in Mexico. The family that walk beside you and even swim with you for the afternoon. The sights and all the pretty things. You'll actually likely forget about all those after posting about them on Instagram. But the people you meet are what's going to stay with you for the rest of your life. So please go and learn enough of the language to make at least one friend on your next trip. Even one makes a huge difference. And I promise you, it won't be the last friend you make. And it'll be what you remember after all the pictures of the waterfalls and such blur together. But if you are curious about these beautiful pictures I've taken and what the breakfasts and the random families I end up meeting look like, then that is the kind of stuff that I share on my social media and especially the likes of Instagram. So come and follow me. I post in English at Irish Polyglot all the time. And whenever I'm in a Spanish-speaking country, like right now in Mexico, I post on Irland Desastre. And both of those are linked in the show notes, so you can find them there. I hope you'll check them out. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.